This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Ted Kaczynski, who is known as the Unabomber, has died in a North Carolina federal prison.
Ted Kaczynski was behind a mysterious series of bombings that began in 1978.
The bomb on the Yale campus today.
The targets, mostly universities or airlines, hence the nickname Unabomber. Ultimately, three people were killed, 23 others wounded. In 1995, the Washington Post and New York Times reluctantly printed his anti-technology manifesto. The ramblings reminded David Kaczynski of things his older brother had written about.
Clearly, he had to be stopped.
Which led to Ted Kaczynski's arrest at a cabin in Montana. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The cause of death is not known. The Justice Department unsealed its indictment against former President Trump. He's facing 37 charges related to his alleged mishandling of classified documents. Correspondent Scott McFarlane on Trump's first court appearance.
It's an initial appearance and an arraignment Tuesday in Miami. This could take just a matter of minutes. He'll enter a plea of guilty or not guilty to talk about some release conditions. And then this case heads to a judge who was appointed by Trump himself.
And Trump's top GOP challenger is reacting.
Governor DeSantis did not mention former President Trump by name, but he did attack the indictment of Trump in the classified documents case, signaling it smacks of politics.
And is there a different standard for a Democrat Secretary of State versus a former Republican president? I think there needs to be one standard of justice in this country.
Special Counsel Jack Smith said,
"We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone."
Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Well, people in the Northeast can breathe a little better again with the air quality gradually improving. Weather Channel meteorologist Kelly Cass.
We get a little bit of a break from that thick smoke that's been causing bad air quality from the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic, all the way down into the Carolinas. That smoke has been very thick and it's still out there. The fires are not going away anytime soon, but it has to do with the wind direction. We'll get some much needed rain and some of that rain actually falling right over the fires.
There's a nationwide drug shortage. Axios health editor Tina Reid says some doctors are scrambling to find alternatives for their patients.
Recently, the FDA announced that it was going to allow a Chinese manufacturer to import one of the chemotherapy drugs that's been in shortage into the U.S.
Now, it hasn't been approved here yet, but they will make an exception now. And they're also looking at doing that with some other drugs for some other diseases as well. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Barron, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. New mothers run a high risk of health problems. Groups that want extended postpartum health coverage through Medicaid hope it will be part of the Wisconsin biennial budget. Mike Moen reports.
Through the American Rescue Plan, states have the option to extend Medicaid coverage for new mothers for up to a year after they give birth. To receive matching federal funds, states had to create their own program for this benefit. Dr. Jennifer Krupp of SSM Health says the current 60-day coverage window puts too many new mothers at risk for serious medical complications, such as hypertension disorder.
When we only see them for 2 months because that's all the coverage they have, we really can't make sure that all of their needs are being met to control their blood pressure.
She says depression is another chronic problem that could affect outcomes for both the mother and child if left untreated. The proposed Wisconsin extension has bipartisan support, but it's unclear if it will be included in the Department of Human Services section of the budget. Anne Mae Minichiello is a UW health pharmacist and American Heart Association volunteer. She developed a rare form of heart failure after the birth of her daughter. She says she was lucky to have health coverage.
I had to have several echocardiograms, you know, months and like years and annually still, even though this incident happened about 6 years ago. So if I didn't have that follow-up, yeah, it could be very fatal.
Her experience inspired her to speak up so that more lives can be saved. Efforts such as this come amid recent CDC data showing alarming trends when it comes to the nation's maternal mortality rate. The rates have grown considerably higher for black women. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Find our rate trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Beck.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
93.5 The Tap.
It's June Dairy Month. And though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894. In the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Ted Kaczynski, known as the Unabomber, has died. He was serving life in prison for a series of bombings that targeted mostly universities.
The bomb on the Yale campus today blew up in the computer sciences building.
Three people were killed, 23 others injured in the attacks between 1978 and 1995. Former VP and presidential hopeful Mike Pence addressed the indictment of former President Trump while at the North Carolina GOP convention.
When I'm your president, we will end years of politicization at the Department of Justice and restore the confidence of the American people in equal treatment under the law.
He said he had hoped the DOJ could have resolved the issues without an indictment. The air quality is getting better, says meteorologist Zach Taylor.
Today, we're really looking at conditions in that moderate to just unhealthy for sensitive groups.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising.
That's right, 1 month of free advertising.
This incredible offer ends June 30th.
Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now. The Todd Albaugh Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right. 1 month of free advertising.
This incredible offer ends June 30th.
Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5
The Tap. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5. The Tap.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old. Spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this. Corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty. A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
should be on his mettle, and yet I'm torn apart. Just because I'm presuming that I could be kind of human if I only had a heart.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are talking about, I guess we started by talking about a question that I think is interesting as far as just in Robin Voss's career, how has he never been held accountable for some of his personal things that I think if you were a woman, never would you get reelected if you had an affair on your second husband and then who was someone was an underling to you, let alone orchestrated a deal that never came through for your district. But that quickly turned into, because what I'm angry about is the threat, basically, that Robin Voss put out yesterday, which is like, you're either going to take the bill as it is to Evers, or we're going to cut out all of the provisions for Milwaukee. And, you know, I'm biased. I live in Milwaukee.
So do I.
Right? And I like cities. I love Wisconsin. I want to visit more parts of Wisconsin. I love meeting people from other parts of Wisconsin. I love learning more about the obstacles and the complications that different cities are facing. But for me, I live in Milwaukee. And I also think that Wisconsin's best chance of continuing to attract working age population and getting college students to stay, which ultimately most college educated kids, once they graduate, gravitate towards where there's more jobs, where it's cool, where there's bars, where there's restaurants, like restaurants and concert venues, yes, and sporting events. And like, there's not necessarily a huge draw when you're 22 to go back to an area where there's not a lot going on. And so our ability to actually be a place that 20-somethings want to move to, as of right now, is in our bigger cities, is in Madison, is in Milwaukee. And so if we're not making the investments to make those places thriving and cool and fun and have good jobs and, like, you feel safe and there's all these things, but, like, that takes money. And so on top of all of this, that does mean parks. That does mean public services, and it does mean public safety. And so it's like, if we want the state to thrive, how can you convince me that letting Milwaukee fail helps the entire state? 844-967-2789. I know we have Tom holding from the previous segment. How you doing, Tom?
I'm still doing well. Thank
good.
You. But Maria, what I was trying to say is that if you don't invest in the city, it, like you said, who is it going to attract? Now, if I was another big company and I was thinking about moving and I was looking at Milwaukee and then I see what the state is doing to Milwaukee, I would second guess moving here. It just doesn't, it doesn't compute. I do not understand what their end game is. Why are you trying to destroy the biggest economic engine of the state for your petty politics that we're a democratic city and we don't vote for Republicans, so the Republicans aren't going to help us, to punish us for not looking at things their way when they don't look at things our way. I'm driving right now by the convention center here, and they're adding on to it. I remember they were talking about this 15 years ago on how they should expand this, and I remember that the Republicans were dead set against it, and it was built too small. This kind of like the stadium, too. What kind of economic driver is that stadium? And they want the Brewers to pay some. Well, I'm telling you, if I leased a building or something, and now the building owner is telling me that I have to invest more money into a place that I am leasing that I do not own, why would I? The Brewers are a very important part of this city. So are the Bucks, and so like the soccer stadium they want to build that now they don't want to give them the money. Build the stupid thing so we can get more people down here to come to our city and invest in it.
I completely, Tom, you and I are definitely on the same page as far as this, as far as like you people want to enjoy the places that they live. And so thanks so much for the call, Tom, and for holding through the break. We got another call?
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, if you want to call and or text. Vincent from Lannan. Hey, Vincent, what do you think?
Best in our city. Vincent.
And so, thanks so much for the call, Tom, and for holding
through
the break.
I think, Tom, if you, Vincent, if you want to turn, oh, did we lose him?
727-898.
I think, oh, we got,
Vincent, are you there? Oh, no, we lost him.
We lost Vincent. Vincent, if you want to call back, we will take your call when we come back, because we only have 2 minutes before the break, but it seems like we have a lot of people calling and trying to call, so we're going to keep this conversation going through the next segment, but we will get to the good, the bad, and the considerate. But we're talking about, I would love for someone to answer me how this helps the state by letting Milwaukee fail, by not investing in Milwaukee and trying to make it a better city and trying to make the people who, make people want to move there, make people who do live there want to stay. And I just, so much of the narrative that comes out about this feels like, on a bigger scale, conservative talking points about personal responsibility. And if you can't pull yourself up by your bootstraps, then these are the ramifications of your actions.
Yep, suffer with it.
So you just have to, you have to be poor. You have to deal with it. This is your fault. This is your problem. Instead, and like the individualist mindset. And so, you know, all of our leadership in Milwaukee right now is different than the people who, and it's not even, I can't even think you can blanketly say the people who got us in this problem. But it is, it's new leadership who have actively gone out there and glad hand and negotiated and talked to David Crowley, Mayor Johnson. They've been out there trying to make this work. We're hosting the RNC, for God's sakes. And people won't meet them halfway to try to make Milwaukee great. So we're going to keep this conversation going through the break. If you have thoughts on this, 844-967-2789. But if you can explain to me how a failing Milwaukee helps Wisconsin as a whole, I would love to hear that explained to me. We'll be right back.
With a zipper, if I only had a heart.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Ted Kaczynski, known as the Unabomber, has died. He was serving life in prison for a series of bombings that targeted mostly universities.
The bomb on the Yale campus today blew up in the computer sciences building.
3 people were killed, 23 others injured in the attacks between 1978 and 1995. Former VP and presidential hopeful Mike Pence addressed the indictment of former President Trump while at the North Carolina GOP convention.
When I'm your president,
We will end years of politicization at the Department of Justice and restore the confidence of the American people in equal treatment under the law.
He said he had hoped the DOJ could have resolved the issues without an indictment. The air quality is getting better, says meteorologist Zach Taylor.
Today, we're really looking at conditions in that moderate to just unhealthy for sensitive groups.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising.
This incredible offer ends June 30th.
Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds that are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And we are talking about the ongoing saga of trying to get a shared revenue deal done and Robin Voss's negotiation tactic yesterday, basically saying if Evers does not take the bill as is, they'll move forward without any Milwaukee provisions whatsoever. And so my question is, who gains by Milwaukee failing? And we have some calls on the line, but if you would like to join the conversation via text or phone call, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Let's take Vince.
Vincent, how are you doing this morning?
Doing well. Good morning, guys. First, to answer your question, man, no city in this state will benefit from the failure of Milwaukee. We're the biggest stick in the state. our revenue eclipses many of the small communities that surround the state who benefit from our input into the state revenue, and they would suffer as well if Milwaukee fails. It's just as plain as the nose on your face. So it doesn't make any sense to what Robert Voss is doing. Because if he allows Milwaukee to fail, then he hurts the rest of the state, and that's period. And for those of us who, if those of who keep calling, talking about that Milwaukee County and the city should sell off its assets, well, why don't we have a revenue gain by putting a toll around the city?
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, we have all the things. We have American Family Field, we have Flyers of Forum, we have the museums. The fact is that people come into our city and work every day. Do just like Washington D.C. did years ago. The fact is, if you want all these amenities to come share all of our amenities, you have to come in here and pay for it. And why don't we put tolls around the city? And that's a revenue generator instead of selling off assets.
And Vince, that's so much. I know that a sales tax is regressive, and there's issues of feeling like this is going to be a tax on some of our poorest people in Milwaukee. But it's also a tax on all the people who come to Milwaukee. Think about what sales tax would have been for the city of Milwaukee during when the Bucks won the championship, and how much money would have come back to the state or the city had all those people who came in, or the RNC, or even once we look forward further ahead to the NFL draft, because there's going to be a lot of people staying in Milwaukee. And so having some of the people who are taking advantage of our amenities who don't live here have to pay for some of that, I think is a good thing.
Exactly, and the Republicans are so disingenuous to this whole thing. The fact is, that Milwaukee County several years ago put out a referendum in order to pass a 1% sales tax, which overwhelmingly passed in this county, in Milwaukee County. But the state legislature, including Robin Voss, basically denied mm-hmm. Milwaukee County that revenue generator. And so now they're going to say, well, now we want to do it that way. But the fact is, they could have did it years ago with Milwaukee County when the referendum was passed for 1% sales tax. So that shows you how two-faced they are about this whole thing. So, no, I think the fact is you can't bully Milwaukee into doing what they want them to do. So the fact is, no, the Milwaukee and the governor need to stand tall and say, listen, we need to do this a different way, and let's figure it out.
Thanks so much for the call, Vincent. We got Tom from L.A. next.
Tom from L.A. L.A., Tom, thanks for waiting, Tom. What do you think?
Absolutely. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and that's us collectively. And we all need to understand the difference between public and private. Public means that it's we the people own it, and private means that it's a private ownership and you don't have any say. And it's all for profit.
Mm-hmm.
So any of these crazy ideas of selling off public space are absolutely crazy. Also, I just want to say thank God for civic media. I'm from the northwestern part of Wisconsin originally. In fact, I just left there after visiting family for a week. And I will tell you right now, there is a disconnect between the northwestern part of Wisconsin and the northern part of Wisconsin. They almost act like Milwaukee is part of Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
And that needs to change. That needs to change. There needs to be something that says, you know, as goes Milwaukee, goes Wisconsin.
Mm.
Because that is the truth. And Milwaukee is actually a donor. They call it a donor state. It means that they actually pay more into that than they get back from. And the whole state of Wisconsin is that way, but Milwaukee is the biggest funder of taxes for the state of Wisconsin. These Republicans have just got to go. They are ridiculous, and we need to all call. Again, I can't, but if you guys in Wisconsin call 414-227-3344. I'm going to say it slow again. 414-227-3344. And tell Governor Evers not to fall, and I got that from Maggie Dawn yesterday,
nice.
Not to fall for these Republicans and to think that compromise means killing the biggest revenue builder in the state of Wisconsin. But somehow we have got to get to a point where Milwaukee and Wisconsin are part of each other. For some reason, It's like an island unto itself, and we need people and we need media up in the Midwest, you know, talking more about Milwaukee and how it is connected, just like Civic Media is doing. So thank God for Civic Media. I listen to you guys on the app. Anybody out there, go to civicmedia.us if you don't have a radio station in your area, or make sure that you download the Civic Media app on your smartphone, and you'll be able to have it with you all day long. Like, I can hear it crystal clear here in Los Angeles, California. But I love my state of Wisconsin, and my whole family still lives there. And I care, because honestly, what Scott Walker did to the state, and if you haven't heard it, go to his YouTube, or go to YouTube and put in Widow Hendricks and Scott Walker, Divide and Conquer. Hmm. Scott Walker was the first one to divide and conquer the state of Wisconsin. And actually, as Wisconsin went, because all those people were fooled, went the whole country. And that's how we got someone like a Donald Trump, because they know how to divide and conquer. And we have to realize that we, the people, ultimately are the government, and we have got to stick together.
Tom, a couple of things. I just want to tell you, thank you for that beautiful, complete, self-contained promo that I'm just going to...
We're just going to cut out and make into a commercial?
And we're going to make you into our promo commercial spokesperson. And also, though, I think this goes further back than Scott Walker. I think we can take this back to Tommy Thompson, who at one point, I'm fairly certain, said, yeah, we're going to stick it to Milwaukee.
Yes, he did say that. Yep.
So this goes back a long
Absolutely.
Way. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for the call, Tom, and for being an avid listener. But it's, and I believe that, because when my parents moved back to Wisconsin Rapids, after having spent, you know, their adult life in Madison, and then they came to LA with me, and then they went back to Rapids. Shout out to WFHR and everyone listening to the Rapids area. And my mom commented, she's like, I didn't realize the anti-Milwaukee, anti-Madison sentiment.
Oh, yeah.
Until we moved here. Of just feeling very much, well, that's Milwaukee. That's Madison. It's different here. And it's not that it's not different. I think you should recognize the differences, and you should recognize the different challenges and the different industries that have shifted or changed or closed across Wisconsin, and the different like things that people are dealing with. But ultimately, at least the kind of stuff that I want to talk about that I think is interesting, I think is actually the same no matter where you go. It comes back to jobs and taking care of your family and schools and how, you know, like there's so many of the same things that we want to be able to do in Milwaukee that you want to be able to do in Rapids, that you want to be able to do in Amory, that you want to be able to do in Eau Claire, and, you know, every place that Civic Media is touching right now. Like, there's so much more that we agree on.
Oh, yeah.
That we want for our communities, that if we would actually work together, could probably accomplish versus sticking it to Milwaukee. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you on the topic of who gains by Milwaukee failing.
John from Menominee Falls sent us a text. None of Voss's nonsense make the state of Wisconsin any better. This is purely a power grab so he can run for governor in a couple of years.
No way.
And try to make the case about how he stood up against the Democrats. He is nothing more than a cockroach that someone needs to step on.
I think he would never run for governor. Really?
I don't think so either.
Oh, man. Do we have a call?
We do. We have Kurt from Rhinelander is joining us. Hey, Kurt, what do you think?
Yes. Milwaukee is receiving 10% more than any other city in Wisconsin.
It receives 10% more?
It is getting 10% more state funding.
How so?
Well, no other city in Wisconsin is that much. Rhinelander isn't getting that much. I suggest instead of blaming, look at your local leaders.
But I guess I don't understand. Could you explain more about where this 10% is? Is that in shared revenue, or where are you getting the 10% number from?
10%, look at the bill. Milwaukee's receiving 10% more.
In what, though?
The state budget. They're receiving 10% increase.
In the budget that they're negotiating, the budget that as it currently stands?
Yes. The current negotiation budget. No other city in Wisconsin is receiving a 10% increase. Milwaukee is.
I'll have to look into that, because everything that I've seen as far as like the percentage increase, it's way bigger for smaller communities. As far as what they're getting now versus what under the new shared revenue bill, like the percentage increase is much higher, even if the dollar amount is different. But like the actual percentage increases is actually the least big jump for Milwaukee.
Milwaukee is receiving the most, believe me, Rhineland is not receiving 10% increase.
Okay, I will look into that, Kurt.
Thank you so much for calling, Kurt. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Texter from the 608. We were talking about this earlier, what it would take to get rid of Robin Voss. That would require fair maps. And number two, for the GOP to lose power because their representatives are dragged down by Robin Voss. Also, rural Racine County is a mess, so booting Voss himself is tougher. But if he has no power and hurts the GOP, that would wreck him. I guess my big thing is, and you were talking about what attracts young people to the state or places to live, and it's the amenities and all of those things. And yet we're going to go back to, why don't young people want to move here? I don't understand. What's
wrong?
Well,
if we just cut income taxes, I think that they, you know, that's a big thing, because that's what the young people care about, is not paying income taxes. And I just don't agree that that is the case. I think young people want to live where there's things happening, where there's a good job, a good starting job, but also where it's actually fun to live.
And there are other young people.
And they can make friends. And so like that comes through having urban planning and urban design and how we people make things are walkable. And there's so much more than that goes into it than just like, well, if they have lower taxes, why wouldn't people want to come here?
Yeah. It's more involved than that.
And so, do we have any more texts or anything?
No, we are open if you want to make a call, 844-967-2789. I apologize if it takes me a little bit. I am juggling several things.
Well, I think we will probably move on, unless someone calls during the break to have their two cents on the topic. I do want to look into that number that Kurt was talking about as far as the 10%.
We'll check into it.
This is where having a photographic memory would come into... could be useful to be like, I know that to be true or false immediately by checking the files in the back of my brain, because I have read and memorized all of the numbers. But when we come back, we will do a fast rundown of the good, the bad, and the considerate for today's headlines. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising.
This incredible offer ends June 30th.
Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Hey, son.
How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we have a couple more texts or one more text to get through before we go to the good, the bad, and the considerate.
We do. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you ever want to check in. From the 608, speaking of Rhinelander, you know what Rhinelander has that Milwaukee doesn't? Its own sales tax.
Mm-hmm. I remember learning about that when we had Zach Vruwink gone over the summer last year when he was still working for Rhinelander. Now he works for the League of Municipalities. And I remember learning that they have a hotel tax. Well, they have a resort tax. And so because obviously Rhinelander and Minocqua and that area is very, relies on tourism.
Sure.
It's beautiful. And I remember thinking, I was like, well, why do they get their own sales tax?
That they could get to control themselves. They don't have to go to Robin Voss and ask.
No.
Oh.
And that's a good, that is a good point.
I guess we just all have to go and ask Robin Voss anytime we want to do anything.
All right. So moving on. Some good news.
Yay. We like good news.
Some good news and potentially surprising news. And I know there's some people being skeptical about this as far as why this happened, but I don't care. It's good news. Supreme Court unexpectedly upholds provision prohibiting racial gerrymandering. So that happened basically right before we
went on the air this morning.
So the U.S. Supreme Court this morning stepped back from the brink of totally gutting the landmark 1965 Voting Rights Act by a vote of 5-4. So it was close.
It was.
A coalition of liberal and conservative justices essentially upheld the court's 1986 decision requiring that in states where voting is racially polarized, the legislature must create the maximum number of majority black or near black congressional districts using traditional redistricting criteria. So this was specifically a case in Alabama, but I would say this is a good thing.
And this could open the doorway to other challenges for gerrymandered redistricting. And I am not inclined to give Justice John Roberts a whole bunch of credit for this because I think this is more about, here's this shiny thing. Look away, look away, look away from Clarence Thomas being paid off by Harlan Crow for several decades. Look away from Neil Gorsuch selling that property he couldn't get rid of and making a big, nice, healthy profit after he got named on the court. Let you know, don't look at that stuff. Look, we did a good thing. One good thing.
Well, and also, I don't know, a precursor to some of the other decisions that could come down throughout the month.
Yeah.
But for now, for today.
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Yay.
The bad. State in Wisconsin, turnover among Wisconsin state employees has soared to a record high in the last 2 years.
Is it just that much more lucrative to work in the private sector now?
I think it's that it's some is retirement. So this is a new report from Wisconsin Policy Forum, and some is retirement. Some is just in general because of the nature of having a low unemployment rate. Of there's different jobs, there's better jobs, but we talk about the fallout when we don't fund things. We've talked about this with the defense attorneys. And public defenders, mm-hmm. and so many different things. It's like you forget how much your taxes pay for.
Oh, yeah.
And specifically when we talk about the shortages that are happening at department, like at agencies that need 24-hour staff, so prisons and care facilities, and a lot of these places that, like, if there is not enough people, we are very SOL. Like, this isn't the same thing as, you know, an office not having, you know, like, or even a law firm, not the defense attorneys and the public defenders, but, like, there's a lot more. The ripple effect of some of these agencies not having enough staff affects the public in a different way than it does in the private
sector.
Without
a doubt.
And so, this is not good. And I don't know, there's not much that I read that, like, could solve it besides, again, having more people.
Who want to come to Wisconsin.
Ah. Yeah.
Huh.
So there's that. And then, to end this first hour on a high note, or a funny note, the considerate. Taco Bell. How was the last time you ate at Taco Bell, Jane?
It's been a while.
It's been a while for me, too.
I'm now that your husband introduced me to the Taco John's little potato thingies, yeah, that's ruined
potato
me.
Potato Olays. Is that like a daily stop for
no,
you now?
No, gosh, no. But it's ruined me forever.
They're like little baby hash browns.
And they're spicy.
And they're good. They're good. Taco Bell, so considerate, Taco Bell, is testing, it's not out yet, but is testing a vegan Crunchwrap at 3 locations.
Oh.
It's the first time the chain You Crave at 3 a.m. has offered a vegan entree, though the company said almost a quarter of the food sold last year was vegetarian. And so I saw that this morning and I just said, you know,
that's nice.
Hopefully no one boycotts them for being woke. But for vegans who are, you know, stoned and or drunk at 3 a.m., now they have an option to Taco Bell.
Isn't that lovely? That's lovely. And can we not call it woke? Can we just call it pro-tofu?
Pro-tofu. Pro-tofu. What do we say on Wednesday? Soy boy?
Pro-soy.
Pro-soy. I want to know what's in this thing. And I also want to know, where do you test this? Because remember when Beyond, like all the Beyond Meats and the Beyond Burgers, they were testing it like in middle America, which is probably smart because they're like, all right, can this actually, we know in
can
other places.
Can we trick these people?
And, but I think it was like in Iowa or something where that first was getting tested and people were like, really?
You know, we raise cattle here, right?
All right. Well, great first hour. Love getting all of your calls and your feedback. And it's not a done issue. Like, this could be a topic that we revisit, on the show again, cause I'm sure after yesterday's, cause I was kind of like mid afternoon that came out. So, we could have something by the end of this week. It could keep going. But either way, loved talking about it with all of you. But for now, we're going to break for the top of the hour news. When we come back, Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here for a public service announcement. And we're going to talk about Surgeon General's warnings and how those play into our health decisions, if they do at all. There's also been some headlines around a new AstraZeneca lung cancer treatment. And also mental health when it comes to being pregnant, because I got some questions. All right, stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old, spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this, corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty! A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking!
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.